Hear, O Israel, hear. The Lord our God is one. One, one, one. God is one power. But God is not power in the way we usually think of power. The very belief in two powers conditions even the way we think of God as power. The glass darkly would color even the way we see God as power. The belief in two powers operates so subtly that it would even distort spiritual truth. When we think of God as all power, usually lingering in the back of the mind, is this belief that God is all power over all these other powers. Usually the belief is that we can sit down and meditate, and God power will flow out and destroy our enemies, overcome our difficulties, destroy our problems. And so we sit down to meditate and think that God is going to overcome our sense of lack. God is going to overcome this diseased body or this disease. God is going to overcome this difficult person. God is going to overcome this problematic situation. But God is not going to overcome anything. That itself is the belief in two powers, God power and this other power called a problem, a difficulty, a disease. God as power is not that. If it is true that God is too pure to behold iniquity and canst not look upon evil, how would God even know there's something to destroy or overcome? Another thought we sometimes have is that we can use the power of God to dissolve these illusions. We're going to use the power of God on these problems. That is the same belief in two powers. The power of God that we can somehow use to destroy our enemies. Yet, I repeat, if God is too pure to behold iniquity and canst not look upon evil, then God has no knowledge of our difficulties. So we cannot ask God to remove them. Well, we can, but we won't get an answer. That type of prayer will not bring an answer. And we cannot use infinite power. How can a human being become quiet and use an infinite power on a limited power called a problem? Do you not see that this is all in the realm of the belief in good and evil? It distorts even our attempts at prayer and meditation until we become wise to it and say, aha, this is more of the same. This is the belief in good and evil now trying to take over my prayer life, my meditation. Well, if God is one power, and yet these other things certainly seem to be persisting, they seem to have power, what is the truth? What is the correct way? These difficulties do have power in this world. If you have only an awareness of this world, these difficulties will do what they want to you. And all the begging and beseeching God to change something in this world is not going to work. You might as well say it like it is. God is too pure to behold this world. Now that may bring up a sense of, well, what am I to do? What in the world am I to do? And that is exactly as it should be. That will push you and I to find an answer to this riddle. God is the only power, the all power, infinite power. The only problem is, God is not aware of my problems. So what am I to do? What do I do about this? It is necessary to ponder these questions, to take them deep in your inner chamber, so that you may come to an answer, or rather, so that the answer may come to you from out of the depths of your own consciousness, not from a book or a tape or a teaching. Because when the answer comes up out of your consciousness to your awareness, you will forever know how to pray aright. Up until now, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss. If you didn't ask amiss, then you would be receiving. So you have only to look at whether or not you are receiving. And if you are receiving, you are praying aright. Yesterday or the day before, we talked about that experience in meditation known as, or referred to as, the click. We talked about that being an inner release. It's an inner release. But a release from what? Is it an inner release from the problem? Is it an inner release from disease? Is it an inner release from lack and limitation of some sort? No, it's not. It's not at all. It is an inner release. True prayer is an inner release from the belief in two powers. And it is the same every time you pray aright. It never changes. It's always a release from the same belief. Therefore, in your inner consciousness, prayer is done aright when you experience and feel this release from the battle. This release from the belief that you can get God to do something about your problem. This belief that you can get God to see your problem, to fix your problem, to heal your problem. The belief that you can get God to do. The very belief that you need God to do something is the belief in two powers. So even our prayer life has come under that belief, and we must rise out of the belief in two powers in order to experience the release. Or rather, the release will lift you out of and above the belief in two powers, and you'll discover there was never anything there to begin with. And then you too will be too pure to behold iniquity, and you will not be able to look on evil, because there won't be any there. But two, there won't be any good for you to look upon. We must find that inner path that leads us to the place where we pray without attempting to use good over evil. To make a beginning in this new direction, this new prayer, it is necessary to start from the premise that God is one, one power. Anything, anyone, any condition that appears to be not that one power is a part of the belief in two powers. You can throw all of them, bundle them all together, no matter what they look like, no matter what their names that Adam gave them. You can bundle them all together. Every problem, every difficulty, every disease, every lack is the belief in two powers. But we are standing on the principle that God is one, one power. And so let us determine before we even enter into our closet to pray, to meditate, we are not going to ask God to do anything to or for or against another power. We are not going into meditation to get God to do something to this belief, no matter how the belief is appearing, no matter in what form. Well, what are we supposed to do about the belief? The answer? Absolutely nothing. If you insist on doing something, simply recognize, here it is again, the belief in two powers appearing as this problem. I cannot fix a false belief. It doesn't need fixing. What then? I need to leave it alone. I need to turn within here into my inner chamber, in the center of my very own God consciousness, and stand or rest back on the principle, on the truth, God is one. One power. And now I rest in that one power. God, use me. God has said to me, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. God is all power. All power is mine. Not in the sense of something I can use, but in the sense of something that can use me. Let me rest now as all power uses me. All power, fulfill thyself. All power, flood consciousness. All power, reveal thyself. All power is mine. All power is what I am. And now, I am still, I am receptive, all power flow. I do not define, I do not outline, I do not think, I do not try to use all power for anything. I simply rest. I trust the promise. All power is mine. I live, yet not I. All power liveth me. God is one. One power. We were given the story of Marconi, the inventor of wireless, who came to the realization that there was nothing in the air to resist wireless. And we were given that story to point out to us, in the presence of all power, which is what I am, there is no second power. All power means all power everywhere, forever, eternal. All power. In the presence of all power, there is no resistance anywhere. And all power is mine and thine. Not something we use, something that uses us, something that uses consciousness. Now, all power, use my consciousness. All power, use me. I rest, I behold all power itself. In your inner chamber, as you feel this power flow into you, through you, as you, you will know. This is the only power. This is the only presence. This is the only you. All power releases you from any responsibility, any need to do or to be anything. All power functions you in a moment ye think not. Which means, in a moment ye think not, how can you use this power over something? In a moment of complete rest, as an ice cube floats in a glass of water, in a moment of complete rest, all power flows into your being and uses you. And eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the heart of man, the things which God has for those that rest and behold all power. There is no resistance to all power. That is why you do not have to help, direct, or funnel. There is no resistance to all power. All power is flowing now. One power, all power, God power. And that God power is living itself, as itself. That power is omnipresence. You are the omnipresence of all power. All power is the omnipresence of you, and I am that presence. Your conscious awareness of all power, flowing. Is the kingdom of heaven come unto you? Your conscious awareness sets you free. No, not a thought, not a hope or a wish, but the actual resting back and receiving all power. The conscious awareness of that experience is your true identity. This is what goes before you to make the crooked places straight, because nothing can resist all power. This is what goes before you to prepare a place for you. Only it's not preparing a place for a human being. All power goes before you and prepares a place for all power to function, to live, to do, and to be. And now you know, I live, yet not I. All power liveth me. Now let us go into three of the wisdoms of the Infinite Way. Just three little ones. Prayer, which is what we have been doing, is the inner vision of harmony. This vision is attained by giving up the desire to change or improve anyone or anything. Why? Because now we know. The belief or the desire to change someone or something is the belief in two powers. And how can you bring the belief in two powers into your prayer? It won't work. The belief in two powers must be given up. Prayer is the inner vision of harmony, or the inner vision of one power. This vision is attained when you give up the desire to change or improve anyone or anything. And it is the vision that releases you from the belief. Never seek anything or any condition in prayer. Why? Because that would be attempting to use prayer in order to, well, it would be attempting to use prayer on the belief in good and evil. Or attempting to, with the belief in good and evil, to use good over evil. That's not prayer. That's the belief in good and evil. The belief in two powers, and you're going to use one over another. No, never seek anything or any condition in prayer. From now on, you've given that away. You no longer have that right or that desire to do that. Never seek anything or any condition in prayer. From now on, let harmony define and reveal itself. Let all power, let the one power, define and reveal itself. Let that all power define and reveal itself. Let your prayer be letting the is appear. Let your prayer be letting all power, one power, appear. It's a letting. It's not a making it happen. It's not trying to bend it to your will. It's letting all power define and reveal itself, letting all power appear. Prayer is an awareness of that which is by seeing it, not making it so. I guess we know by now what real prayer is, don't we? Prayer is what happens within you when you have the awareness that all power, one power, is flowing, is living, is being, is ising. Your awareness of that is prayer. And so prayer is something that happens to you when you become willing to let go, give up any desire to change or improve something. Because when you've given up that desire, you have stepped out of the belief in two powers. From there, from that vantage point, you can rest back and have the awareness of one power defining and revealing itself. That awareness of that movement within you of all power, that's prayer. To pray is to become aware of the harmony, or to become aware of one power, without any mental effort on your part. You see, if you enter prayer and there's a mental effort or a desire or an attempt to use God power, well, you're suffering from the belief in two powers, and now you have got to contact this big one to take care of this pesky little one. If you have not had answers to your prayers, you know now why. Because you've been bringing the belief in two powers into your temple. You can pray forever. And if you have brought the belief in two powers into your temple, there will be no answer. But if you find the way to leave the belief in two powers outside of your temple, bring no attempt to change into your temple. Come into your temple empty-handed, no desires. Come into your temple empty. Stand on the principle of one power, all power, and let all power define itself to your awareness. As your awareness becomes aware of one power, prayer happens to you. You become aware of prayer taking place within you. And what is prayer? All power defining and revealing itself. Not doing anything to any beliefs, not changing or making over or destroying. No, all that belongs to the belief in two. Prayer is all power, the eye of your being revealing and defining one power to your awareness. This is prayer. It really is seeing God face to face. God, the All Power, your inner self, the I of you, you come face to face with it, and it defines itself. It whispers into your ear, "Be at peace. I am here." And a weight falls off your shoulders. And what is the weight? The belief in two powers. It whispers in your inner chamber, "It is I. Be not afraid." And the fear falls away. For what was the fear? A belief in two powers. It speaks within your consciousness. It says to you, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And you understand, "I is all power. All power will never leave you nor forsake you." And the anxiety, the feeling that you must do something, falls away. It dissolves. And what is it? It is the belief in two powers dissolving. It could whisper something like, "Let it go. I am the way." And you let go and experience I. And what is it you let go of? The belief in two powers. Do we see this? I believe you do. I believe I do. I'm not going to bring the belief in two powers into my inner temple anymore. To the best of my ability, I am going to leave it outside the temple. First, I am going to recognize, here is the belief in two powers. It is appearing in my mind as this image and that image, this problem and that problem. But I'm not going to bring it into my inner temple. God is too pure to behold two powers. So he wouldn't be able to see it anyway. I'm going to leave it outside my temple. Now, let me turn within, enter my temple, close the door, and rest on the principle. 1. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. One power. All power. In the presence of all power, there is no other power. All power means just that, all power. And I am standing, I am resting in all power, because all that the Father has is mine, and so all power is mine. Not to use, no. No, I rest and remain aware. Now, all power, use me. Define and reveal yourself. The only self. The I self. All power. One self. All power will reveal itself. You will feel it flow in. The feeling, the conscious awareness of all power flowing in, into your consciousness, into your awareness. This and only this is prayer. It is something that happens to you. In a moment of silence. And silence, now we understand. Silence means we have let go of the belief in two powers. Because when you let go of the belief in two powers, silence remains. Silence remains. You don't do anything for it. Without the belief in two powers, silence is what I am. And into the silence, all power defines and reveals itself. The silence is the dwelling place of all power. Your silence, my child, is the dwelling place of all power. Here within your temple, not anywhere else, not any place else, not any other time. Here and now, in the center of your temple, your consciousness, in the silence of your being, dwells the secret of secret. All power is what I am. And I am the only you. What did you think in God's image and likeness meant? One power, all power, is the reality of you. And it is known and experienced in the silence. Omnipotence is your name. And omnipotence is omnipresent. And omniscience is the wisdom flowing everywhere. As all power. This then is the awareness of the presence that will never leave you nor forsake you. For this is the presence of yourself. I, within you, am one. One. Infinite, all power. my name is I. I am that I am.